presence that we feel.
Saque todo lo de la mente y enfóquese en
Jesús. We magnify your name, Jesus.
Te alabamos, Señor.
We glorify your name, oh God.
Glorificamos tu nombre, Señor.
Come on, the word says praise him for his mighty acts.
Dice, alábenlo por sus grandes actos.
It says praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Alábenlo conforme a su grandeza.
Somebody praise him for how big he's been in your life.
Alguien alábenlo porque tan grande ha sido en tu vida.
Praise God, it's so good to see everybody in God's house today.
Gloria a Dios, es bonito mirarlos en la casa.
How many of you are thankful to be in his presence today?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos de estar en su presencia?
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Like the prophet, I was glad when they said unto me,
como el profeta estaba alegre cuando me dijeron,
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Vamos a la casa del Señor.
Come on, surely this is the presence of God.
Seguramente esta es la presencia de Dios.
What I feel in this place today,
lo que siento en esta casa,
is nothing else,
no es otra cosa,
but the power,
más el poder,
and the glory,
y la gloria,
and the majesty,
y la majestad,
of God himself.
De Dios.
He said, where two or three,
dice, donde están dos o tres,
are gathered together in my name,
juntos en mi nombre,
there will I be,
allí voy a estar,
in the midst of them,
en el medio de ellos.
Come on, what you feel,
lo que sientes,
is the presence of God.
Es la presencia de Dios.
The Bible said God,
la Biblia dice Dios,
inhabits,
habita,
the praises,
las alabanzas,
of his people,
de su pueblo.
It says, clap your hands,
dice, aplaude sus manos,
all ye people,
todo el pueblo,
and shout to God,
y clamen a Dios,
with a voice of triumph,
con voz de júbilo.
If you've got a reason to do it,
si tienes una razón,
somebody praise
alguien
Jesus.
Alábelo ahorita.
Somebody magnify him.
Alguien magnifique su nombre.
Somebody lift him up.
Alguien alce su nombre.
High five somebody next to you.
Dele saludos a alguien.
And tell him, I feel like something good is about to happen.
Siento como que algo bien va a suceder.
Praise God. Ah, to all of our guests today.
A todos nuestros visitantes.
We are so glad that you are here with us.
Estamos alegres que están con
nosotros. New Life, let's make our guests feel welcome today.
Denles una visita. Nueva vida.
We have entertained the presence of God.
Hemos entretenido la presencia de Dios.
Because we anticipate.
Porque anticipamos.
That God is here to do something significant.
Que Dios va a estar aquí para hacer algo significante.
We made him feel welcome.
Nosotros lo invitamos.
So that he can do what he does best.
Para que él pueda hacer lo que él hace mejor.
Because I have problems I don't have the answer to.
Porque yo tengo problemas que no tengo respuesta.
Oh, but if I can get God involved in my problems.
Pero si yo invito a la presencia de Dios.
I know that nothing is impossible.
Yo sé que no hay nada imposible.
With God.
Con Dios.
Pray. How many of you believe that today?
¿Hay alguien que lo cree?
Praise God. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 12.
Vamos a estar en Hebreos capítulo 12.
We have created an environment.
Hemos creado una atmósfera
where the potential of God,
donde la potencial de Dios,
can meet together with the seed of his word.
Se puede juntar con la semilla de su palabra.
And impregnate this moment.
Y embarazar este momento.
With something that can grow up.
Con algo que puede crecer.
Before this service is over.
Antes de que se acabe este servicio.
And perform the miraculous.
Y hacer algo milagroso.
We're about to handle the word of God.
Vamos a abrir la palabra.
And the word of God is like a seed.
Y la palabra de Dios es como una semilla.
And I don't know about you today.
Y yo no sé de ti este día.
But I want the seed of the word of God.
Pero quiero la semilla de Dios.
To find a place in my heart.
Que tengo un lugar en mi corazón.
Where God can turn it around.
Donde Dios pueda voltear.
Where God can transform.
Donde Dios puede transformar.
All of my broken emotions.
Todas mis emociones quebradas.
And all of my broken thoughts.
Todos mis pensamientos quebrados.
Come on, the writer said, create in me, God.
El que escribió dijo, crea
a clean heart.
Un corazón limpio.
And renew a right spirit within
y renueva
me.
Un espíritu.
Is that your prayer today?
¿Esa es tu oración?
Do you want God to make you over today?
¿Quieres que Dios te haga nuevo
Praise
otra vez?
God.
Gloria a Dios.
Well, so many wonderful things happening around the house of God.
Hay cosas tan buenas pasando en la casa de Dios.
We have a Sunday school program.
Tenemos un programa de la escuela dominical.
We're somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 100 people.
Donde tenemos 75 a 100 personas.
Are going to be gathered together.
Se juntan.
Handling the word of God.
Y trabajan con la palabra de Dios.
Praise God. We have Spanish church that's happening across the property.
Tenemos la iglesia española en el otro lado.
We have a number of families that are traveling to Guam.
Tenemos muchas familias que fueron a Guam.
And while they are there,
y mientras están allí,
they are witnessing.
Están siendo testigos.
They are evangelizing.
Están evangelizando.
They are teaching Bible studies.
Están enseñando estudios bíblicos.
Brother Antoine is scheduled to preach there.
El hermano Antoine va a estar predicar allí.
And I believe that God is going to do a miraculous work in
y yo
Guam.
Creo que Dios va a hacer algo milagroso en Guam.
Praise God. Brother Jermaine is off evangelizing.
El hermano Jermaine está evangelizando.
The word of God is going to go forth there.
La palabra de Dios se va a abrir en ese lugar.
And do powerful things.
Y va a hacer cosas poderosas.
Brother Justin is in Gunnersville today.
El hermano Justin está en Gunnersville.
They did outreach and evangelism yesterday.
Fueron a evangelizar y ganar almas allá.
And he's going to preach the word of God today.
Y él va a predicar la palabra de
Dios. I'm just telling you, you're a part of something that's bigger than what you see in this room today.
Ustedes son parte de algo más grande que lo que está en este cuarto.
And increase of his government
y de lo que se aumenta
and his
su reino
peace
y su paz,
there shall be no end.
No va a haber
praise
fin.
God. Hebrews chapter 12 beginning in verse 18.
Hebreos capítulo 12 el versículo 15.
Let's read from the word of God.
Vamos a leer la palabra de Dios.
For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. This is the writer of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul, many believe, tying together the Old Testament and the New, and he is showing them that you are not coming to the same mountain that the children of Israel came to. The sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. The people stood beside the mountain, and they saw the fire and the smoke and the manifestation of the word of God as he did business with their prophet Moses. And Paul's telling them, you have not come today to that mountain, to that same experience that was the Old Testament, that was the Old Covenant, but you're not disconnected from it either. He's trying to get them to understand that what you are a part of is connected to that, but different. As they heard the word of God and they saw the fire and the smoke, they were afraid and they told Moses, you speak to God for us and we will deal with you, because there was something about the word when it went forth that was difficult for them to wrap their mind around. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye, everybody say ye, everybody say that's us, you are come to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. You can't see them today, but you're standing in a place where we believe that the angels are involved in this service today. How many of you believe the angels are working with us and for us today? To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. It's the same God who is speaking, the same one who spoke to Moses, the same one who came with fire and wind and who shook the mountain. He is speaking to you yet today. Don't refuse him that speaks, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, that's you and me, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. Everybody say the earth. The earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of things that are shaken. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken might remain. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. What you are here experiencing today is bound up in the essential realm of heaven. What you are experiencing in this service today is something that connects you to a place that cannot be shaken and cannot be moved. Wherefore, we receive a kingdom which can't be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for God is a consuming fire. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on this simple title.
Les quiero predicar por unos cuantos momentos.
When heaven gets shook.
Cuando el cielo es sacudido.
Put your Bible down and let's lift up a shout of praise.
Pongan su Biblia a un lado y levanten su voz.
Somebody praise.
Alguien alábelo.
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien
God, we worship
Jesús
you.
En este lugar.
We exalt your name today, oh God.
Te exaltamos, Señor.
Come on, somebody clap your hands to him and shout to God with
alguien
a voice of triumph.
Sus manos.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated.
Dios los bendiga. Pueden sentarse.
In the presence of God.
En la presencia de Dios.
Today we are not attempting.
Hoy no estamos intentando.
By the way, we have a translator.
Tenemos un traductor, alguien que traduce.
Who is translating into Spanish today?
Que está traduciendo a español.
Praise God. You might ask the question, why are you doing this?
Tal vez te haces la pregunta, ¿por qué haces eso?
Well, because without vision the people perish.
Porque sin una visión el pueblo se pierde.
And we understand something.
Y entendemos unas cosas.
That the demographic in the city of Birmingham is changing quickly.
Que la población alrededor de Birmingham está cambiando.
And there is mass immigration that is coming into the city.
Y se están emigrando muchas personas.
And so we are getting ready for revival.
So nos estamos preparando para el avivamiento.
We are believing that God is going to double this church in one revival.
Estamos creyendo que Dios va a doblar esta iglesia en un avivamiento.
We are believing that God is going to send Hispanic people to our church.
Estamos creyendo que Dios va a mandar a los hispanos
so
a esta
getting
iglesia.
Ready today.
So nos estamos preparando.
How many of you are excited about revival?
¿Cuántos están alegres por el avivamiento?
How many of you are excited about people coming that don't look like you?
¿Cuántos están emocionados de invitar
that don't
a la casa
speak your language?
Que no hablan tu idioma.
Praise God. So we're getting ready for revival.
So nos estamos preparando para el avivamiento.
But I want to tell you today.
Pero les voy a decir hoy.
That we are not trying to win you on personality.
Que no te queremos ganar con personalidad.
That is not our strategy.
Esa no es nuestra estrategia.
We are not trying to win you on a brand.
No te queremos ganar con una marca.
We're not trying to convince you to fall in love with New Life and the little bird.
No te queremos que te enamores con Nueva Vida y el pajarito.
We don't even want to win you today. Now, when you come here,
no te queremos ganar y cuando vienes aquí,
you will notice that the atmosphere is dynamic.
Vas a mirar que el medio ambiente es dinámico.
You will notice that the church is multi-ethnic.
Vas a mirar que hay muchas culturas aquí.
Which means we open the door for everybody.
Quiere decir que le abrimos la puerta a todos.
We have a mindset today that says whosoever will.
Tenemos una forma de pensar que cualquiera que quiera.
Let them come and drink from the waters of life
que
freely.
Que vengan y toman del agua viva.
Come on, we want to be a church for everybody.
Queremos ser una iglesia para todos.
We want to be a church for black people.
Queremos ser una iglesia para los negros.
For white people.
Para los blancos.
For Hispanic
para
people.
Para los hispanos.
For short people.
Para los chaparros.
For tall people.
Para los altos.
For rich people.
Para los ricos.
And for poor people.
Y para los pobres.
That's everybody.
Esos son todos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But we're not trying to win you on a vibe today.
Pero no te queremos ganar con emociones.
Now make no mistake about it.
No hagan, no tengan un error.
We are trying to win you.
Si te queremos ganar.
We want to be compelling to you.
Queremos de influenciarte.
We want you to come and feel comfortable.
Queremos que te sientas cómodo.
We want you to want to be here.
Queremos que quieras que tú estés aquí.
Like everybody else.
Como todos los demás.
We want you to like us.
Queremos que nos guste, que te caigamos bien.
Praise God. We want to be friendly.
Queremos ser amigables.
We want to be hospitable.
Queremos ser bien.
We are trying to get you to want to be here.
Queremos que te guste estar aquí.
But all of our methods.
Pero todas nuestras metodologías.
How many of you like the coffee?
¿Cuántos les gusta el café?
How many of you like the pastries?
¿Cuántos les gusta los panes?
How many of you like the fellowship?
¿Cuántos les gusta el convivio?
How many of you like the good music?
¿Cuánto les gusta la música buena?
Yeah, how many of you like the atmosphere?
¿Cuánto les gusta el medio ambiente, la atmósfera?
All of that.
Todo eso
is window dressing.
Es nomás son detalles.
All of that.
Todo eso
is ancillary.
Nomás son cosas a que las usamos.
To a message that we're preaching.
Para enseñar un mensaje que estamos predicando.
About spirit and truth.
Del espíritu y la verdad.
Everything else that we're doing.
Todo lo que estamos haciendo.
You know, we need a praise team to sing really beautifully.
Necesitamos un coro que cante hermoso.
But more than anything else.
Pero más que cualquier otra cosa.
We are trying to create an intersection for you today.
Queremos crear una intersección para
for something to happen in your life.
Para que algo pase en tu vida.
Because everybody here is broken.
Porque todos aquí estamos quebrados.
Everybody here is messed up.
Todos aquí estamos arruinados.
Everybody here has problems.
Todos aquí tenemos problemas.
Everybody here is dysfunctional.
Todos aquí tienes disfunción.
Everybody here has been dropped by life.
Todos aquí han sido tumbados por la vida.
And it's not good music that's going to save you.
Y no es la buena música que te va a salvar.
It's not a personality of a preacher that's going to save you.
No es la personalidad del
But it's an intersection called spirit and truth.
Pero es una intersección que se llama espíritu y verdad.
It's a place where God shows up.
Es un lugar donde Dios se aparece.
And God makes the difference.
Y Dios hace la diferencia.
And God breaks the chains.
Y Dios rompe las cadenas.
And God loses the bindings.
Y Dios suelta lo
Coffee's
que te tiene
atado. Not gonna save you.
Él te va a salvar.
And pastries are not gonna save you.
Y los panes no te van a salvar.
But we came today.
Pero vinimos hoy.
To create an atmosphere that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. We came today to create an atmosphere that makes you feel a little bit unsettled. We came here to preach not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Before we leave this place today, somebody can come down to the front. Somebody can lift up your hands. And somebody can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Evidenced by speaking in other tongues. Somebody can go down in the water in the name of Jesus. And all of your sins can be washed away. Is there a testimony here? That says I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, it's not a marketing strategy.
No es una estrategia de advertencias.
It's not something that we do just to get people's attention.
No es algo que hacemos nomás para llamar la atención.
We are connected to.
Estamos conectado.
A great cloud of witnesses.
A muchos testigos.
Faithful men and women of God.
Hombres y mujeres fieles de Dios.
And you can't see them here today.
Y tú no los puedes ver aquí ahorita.
Because Abraham is not with us.
Porque Abraham no está con nosotros.
Not in body.
No en cuerpo.
Moses is not with us.
Moisés no está con nosotros.
Not in body.
No en el cuerpo.
Abel is not with us.
Abel no está con nosotros.
Not in body.
No en cuerpo.
But we are surrounded today.
Pero estamos rodeados este
día. By the spirits of just men.
Por el espíritu de hombres
justos.
Made
perfect.
Hechos perfectos.
Who had encounters with God.
Que tenían encuentros con Dios.
I know there are churches around the city.
Yo sé que hay iglesias en esta ciudad.
That will try to preach a Jesus to you.
Que te quieren predicar un Jesús.
That is just a social and cultural creation.
Que nomás es una cultura social.
But the Jesus that I preach to you today,
pero el Jesús que yo les predico,
is not just a Jesus of social and cultural dynamics.
No nomás es un Jesús de la cultura y de
but
las
he
sociales.
Is God manifest in the flesh.
Pero él es Dios manifiesto en
he
la carne.
Is God justified in the spirit.
Él es Dios justificado en
he
el
is
espíritu.
God seen of angels.
Él es Dios visto por los
he
ángeles.
Is God preached unto the world.
Él es Dios predicado hasta el mundo.
And he is God received up into glory.
glory. When he died, the earth shook. When he died, the veil in the temple was torn. And something was released into the world. And when that spirit fell at Pentecost, there was a wind that blew in the room. There was a shaking that came in the room. There was fire that fell in the room. And they spoke with other tongues and prophesied. I'm here to tell you today that that same Jesus is in this place today, and he's here to do the miraculous. He's here to do the supernatural. He's here to break in and set somebody free.
Está para temblar la tierra.
Come on, somebody praise him.
Alguien alábenlo.
If you know he's able to do exceedingly,
si tú sabes que él puede
abundantly,
hacer más de lo que
above
tú,
all that you can ask
cualquier cosa
or even
que
think,
le puedas pedir.
Praise God. Now you may be a visitor here and you don't know everybody.
Y tal vez eres un visitante y no conoces a las personas.
We haven't had an opportunity to get to know you and you to know us.
No has tenido una oportunidad para conocernos.
But you're sitting in a place today.
Pero estás sentado en un lugar.
Surrounded by real people.
Rodeado de personas reales.
Who had real problems.
Que tienen problemas verdaderos.
Who were really hooked on drugs.
Que realmente estaban en drogas.
Whose marriages were really falling apart.
Que sus matrimonios estaban desbaratando.
And a social program couldn't help them.
Y un programa social no lo puede ayudar.
A political party couldn't fix it.
Una fiesta política no lo puede ayudar.
But they stumbled into an apostolic church.
Pero ellos se encontraron en una iglesia apostólica.
And they heard the word of God preached like I'm preaching it today.
Predicada.
It wasn't just a TED talk.
No nomás era una anuncio.
It wasn't just a good lecture on YouTube.
No nomás una lectura que encontraban.
But it was the preaching of the anointing of the Spirit.
Pero era la predicación y la unción del Espíritu.
And it wasn't a social program that changed them.
Y no era un programa social que los cambió.
But it was the anointing.
Pero era la unción
that broke the yoke.
Que rompió el yugo.
Because it's the anointing
porque
of
es la unción
God
de Dios
that destroys the yoke of bondage.
El yugo del mundo.
See, when you encounter the church of the living God,
cuando tú encuentras la casa de Dios,
it makes you feel strange.
Te hace sentirte raro.
It makes you feel awkward.
Te hace sentirte medio incómodo.
The people of God heard God talking to Moses.
El pueblo de Dios escucharon que Dios está hablando a Moisés.
God was giving them his word.
Dios le estaba dando su palabra.
And God created a separation.
Y Dios creó una separación.
Between the people
entre el pueblo
and the mountain,
y en la montaña,
because if a man's going to get a word from God,
porque si un hombre va a recibir una palabra de Dios,
he has to have an encounter with God.
Él tiene que tener un encuentro con Dios.
I know our Western mind is kind of averse to this.
Yo sé que nuestra mente oeste tal vez está contrario de eso.
But a preacher still needs to find a mountaintop.
Pero un predicador aún tiene que encontrar esa
to
montaña
hear from God.
Para escuchar de Dios.
And if I could give you a peek today,
y si te puedo enseñar un poco,
into the prayer room,
hacia el cuarto de la oración,
if I could take you on a journey,
si te puedo llevar en un viaje,
into Saturday afternoon,
para los sábados en la tarde,
as I'm thinking about what we're going to preach,
mientras estoy pensando lo que voy a predicar,
there are a lot of good ideas that we could talk about.
Hay muchas buenas ideas de las que podemos hablar.
But I have to find a place,
pero yo tengo que encontrar un lugar,
in my relationship with God,
en mi relación con Dios.
I have to find a place of prayer.
Tengo que encontrar un lugar de oración.
Where I can begin to talk to God.
Donde puedo empezar a hablar con Dios.
And I can begin to tell God.
Y puedo empezar a decirle a Dios.
God, there are going to be people Sunday morning that come to church.
Dios, van a haber personas que van a tu iglesia.
Who have problems that are bigger than they are.
Que tienen problemas que son más grandes que ellos.
They're going to have situations that they cannot resolve.
Van a tener situaciones que ellos no pueden resolver.
There are going to be people that show up like the widow woman.
Van a aparecer personas que se aparecen como
like
la viuda.
The woman with the issue of blood,
como la mujer que tenía el flujo de sangre,
who had been to the physician,
que ha ido al doctor.
She had continued to go back time and again.
Ella continuó de ir al doctor una
she
y otra
spent
vez.
Everything that she had,
y ella gastó todo lo que tenía.
And the condition had just gotten worse.
Y la condición más bien se empeoraba.
You see, I understand today.
Si yo entiendo este día.
That there are people who came here.
Que hay personas que vienen aquí.
Maybe you didn't know what to expect.
Y tal vez no sabías qué esperar.
Maybe you think it's a little bit too loud.
Tal vez piensas que es un poco muy alto.
But let me tell you today.
Pero déjate digo este día.
That yesterday.
Que ayer.
In the place of prayer.
En el lugar de oración.
As I started to ask God.
Mientras estaba pidiendo a Dios.
God, what would you have me to preach?
Dios, ¿qué quieres que predique?
Something started to stir in my spirit.
Algo empezó a batir en mi espíritu.
And before I had a text.
Y antes que tuviera un texto.
And before I had a title.
Y antes que tenía un título.
I got a word from God.
Agarré una palabra de Dios.
To tell somebody here today.
En este lugar.
And I've come to tell you.
Te vengo a decir.
That if you're going to find something.
Que si tú vas a encontrar algo.
That's going to change your life.
Que va a cambiar tu vida.
It's not going to be in a traditional church experience.
No va a ser en una tradicional
iglesia. It's not going to be in a social club environment.
No va a ser en un club social.
But it's going to be in an apostolic atmosphere.
Pero va a ser en una atmósfera
apostólica. A place of spirit.
En lugar en espíritu.
And a place of truth.
En lugar de verdad.
Jesus said.
Jesús dijo.
It's not in this mountain.
No es en esta montaña.
Anymore.
Ya no.
And it's not in this physical tabernacle.
Y no en este en el tabernáculo
but
físico.
The hour is coming.
Pero la hora viene.
And now is.
Y ahora es.
When true worshipers.
Donde los verdaderos
are going to worship him.
Me van a alabar a mí.
In spirit.
En espíritu.
And in
y en
truth.
Verdad.
I'm telling you here today.
Estoy aquí para decirte.
That you're standing in a place.
Que estás parado en un lugar.
Where life. Lives can be changed.
Donde las vidas pueden ser
you're standing
cambiadas.
In a place where everything can be reversed.
Donde todo puede ser
where the curse that is on your life can be reversed in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Con el poder del Espíritu Santo puede cambiar.
You're surrounded by people.
Estamos rodeados de personas.
You may not know the church history.
Tú tal vez no conoces la historia
maybe
de la iglesia.
You haven't heard the testimonies.
Tal vez no has escuchado los testimonios.
But I remember being a kid sitting on the pew.
Pero yo me acuerdo ser un niño sentado en esta iglesia.
Hearing the testimony.
Escuchando los testimonios.
Of Greg Holsey.
De Greg Holsey.
Who for years and years
que por años y años
was behind a handy pack.
Estaba detrás de un algo
he
que
was
le daban.
Addicted to drinking wine.
Él estaba adicto al vino.
And he was an alcoholic.
Y él era un alcohólico.
And he could not change who he was.
Y él no podía cambiar quién
he
era.
Didn't have the power to transform his life.
Él no tenía el poder de transformar su vida.
But that wino stumbled into an apostolic church.
Pero ese wino vino a una iglesia apostólica.
And he heard apostolic preaching.
Y él escuchó la predicación apostólica.
He heard that you got to repent of your sins.
Y él escuchó que te tienes que arrepentir.
And in that moment,
y en ese momento,
he didn't care that it was uncouth.
A él no le importaba que no era chido.
He didn't care that it wasn't politically correct.
A él no le importaba que no era lo
because
político.
He had a problem
porque él tenía un problema
that he could not fix.
Que él no podía arreglar.
And he came down to an altar.
Y él vino hacia un altar.
And he lifted up his hands.
Y él alzó sus manos.
Tears began to fall
empezó
down his face. And God filled him up with
y
the
Dios
Holy Ghost.
Con el Espíritu Santo.
And he was baptized in Jesus' name.
Y fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
And God brought him out
y Dios lo sacó
from behind the handy pack.
De atrás de ese alcoholismo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The bishop here.
El obispo,
Sister Sutton,
la hermana.
Maybe you don't know them. You don't know their story.
Tal vez no los conoces y no sabes su historia.
You see this beautiful edifice.
Miras esta grande iglesia.
You see 35 years of church
miras
history.
Miras 35 años de la historia de la iglesia.
But you don't know the story.
Si no conoces la historia.
That they were hippie freaks. His words, not mine.
Que eran los hippies.
With long beards,
con barba larga,
smoking marijuana,
fumando marihuana,
living the good life,
viviendo la buena vida.
They were in a place
estaban en un lugar
where they were praying prayers
donde estaban orando oraciones
under the influence
abajo de la influencia
of those drugs
de esas drogas
saying God
diciendo Dios
if you're real
si tú eres verdadero
let me find you
deja yo te encuentro
God if you're real
Dios si tú eres verdadero
take me to a place
llévame a un lugar
where people experience you for real
donde las personas te pueden sentir
I'm here to tell you
estoy aquí para
that those hippies
que esos los hippies,
smoking marijuana,
fumando marihuana,
looking for God,
buscando a Dios,
found somebody to teach them prophecy,
encontraron a alguien que les enseñaba
profecía, brought them to an apostolic church.
Y los trajeron a una iglesia apostólica.
They walked into a place,
ellos caminaron en un lugar,
where people didn't worship in a conventional way.
Donde las personas no alababan normal.
She was Presbyterian,
ella era presbiteria,
and he was Baptist,
y él era un baptista,
and they didn't worship like that in the Presbyterian church. They didn't worship like that in the Baptist church. But they felt something they never felt before. They lifted up their hands and they began to worship God. And God filled them up with the Holy Ghost. You have come into a place.
Tú has venido en un lugar.
A great city,
una grande ciudad,
a great mountain,
una grande montaña,
that exists in the heavens,
que existe en el cielo,
that comes down to the earth,
que viene hacia la tierra.
He said, "You're not going back to
dice,
that
tú no
mountain."
Te vas a ir para atrás a esa montaña,
in the Old Testament,
en el Antiguo Testamento,
that quaked and shook,
ese grande que tembló.
He said, "But that doesn't mean."
Pero eso no significa
that what they experienced
que lo,
at that mountain
que lo que ellos sintieron en esa montaña
is not going to be a quaking place,
no va a ser un lugar que tiembla,
and is not going to be a shaking place,
que no va a ser un lugar donde tiembla.
I want to tell somebody today that there are a lot of places you might hear preaching that doesn't name sin,
pero no llama los pecados.
But my Bible tells me that an adulterer,
pero mi Biblia dice que uno y del otro,
and a fornicator,
y un fornicador,
and a liar,
y un mentiroso,
and a cheat,
y un, alguien que roba,
is not going to enter into heaven,
que no va a entrar al cielo.
That may be a little confrontational today.
Eso tal vez te confronta un poco.
I know for some people that's bad news.
Yo sé que para unas personas esas son noticias
I'll be
malas.
The first to tell you,
yo soy el primero en decirte,
that where I came from,
que donde yo vine yo,
that was bad news.
Eso eran noticias malas.
Because a person hooked on alcohol,
porque una persona en el alcoholismo,
can't get into heaven,
no puede entrar al reino
de Dios. And a person strung out on drugs,
y una persona atorada en drogas,
can't get into heaven,
no puede entrar al cielo.
And a person who's lying and cheating and stealing,
y alguien que está robando,
can't get into heaven,
no puede entrar al cielo.
But the good news is this,
pero las buenas noticias
that
son
Paul
estas,
said such
que Pablo dijo,
were some of you,
tales eran unos de ustedes,
but you have been washed,
pero ustedes han sido lavados,
but you have been sanctified,
ustedes han sido santificados,
but you have been redeemed,
ustedes han sido redimidos,
by the blood of the Lamb,
por la sangre del Cordero.
To anybody here today that can stand up and lift your hands and say, I'm one of the ones that God washed my sins away. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody praise Him. Somebody magnify Him. Somebody lift Him up. We're standing in a world,
estamos parados en un mundo,
where everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
Donde todo lo que se puede temblar se va a temblar.
All religious structure is going to be shaken.
Todas las religiones van a ser sacudidas.
All political structures are going to be shaken.
Todo lo político va a ser sacudido.
The family that you're trying to build today,
la familia que quieres edificar,
it's going to be shaken.
Va a ser sacudida.
Your teenagers,
tus hijos,
that you're trying to raise in the church,
que estás queriendo crecer en la iglesia,
they're going to be shaken.
Ellos van a ser sacudidos.
The house that you're trying to build,
la casa que quieres construir,
the life that you're trying to build,
la vida que estás queriendo construir,
the career that you're trying to build,
la carrera que estás queriendo
it's
construir,
going to be shaken.
Va a ser sacudida.
The question is,
la pregunta es,
how do I bind up,
cómo vas a atar,
my family,
mi familia,
in a way,
en una manera,
that even while everything is being shaken,
de que aun cuando todo se ha sacudido,
my family can be secured.
Mi familia puede ser asegurada.
There's something in us, Brother Terrell.
Hay algo adentro de nosotros, hermano Terrell.
That seeks permanence.
Que sigue la permanencia.
By fate or divine providence or whatever,
favor, providencia divina,
I ended up yesterday.
Yo encontré a un lugar ayer.
At an old house.
En una casa vieja.
That we bought as a foreclosure.
Que nosotros compramos como una que fue cerrada.
We bought it for very cheap.
La encontramos por muy barata.
And my wife and I,
y mi esposa y yo,
spent months of our life,
duramos meses de nuestra vida,
And we actually had friends come in and help as well. I have a mental picture of Brother Bert.
Tengo una imagen del hermano Bert.
Out behind the house.
Atrás de la casa.
Helping me repair a toilet.
Ayudándome a reparar un toilet.
I won't give you the details.
No te voy a dar los detalles.
But I went to that house yesterday.
Pero yo fui a esa casa ayer.
After we remodeled it.
Después de que la remodelamos.
After we did all of that work to it.
Después de que ya le hicimos todo el trabajo.
And we lived there for 10 years.
Y vivimos ahí por 10 años.
And that house for a moment in time.
Y esa casa por un momento en el tiempo de la vida.
Represented redemptive lift in that community.
Representaba algo que subía la vida.
Because we brought what we had learned in the kingdom.
Porque trajimos lo que habíamos aprendido en el reino.
Into that neighborhood.
A esa vecindad.
And we did a lot of work.
Y hicimos mucho trabajo.
But as we were moving on,
pero mientras estábamos caminando,
we sold the house.
Vendimos esa casa.
We sold the house when it was as nice as it had ever been.
Vendimos la casa cuando estaba la más bonito que
podía estar. And we sold the house when it was at the peak of the market.
Y lo vendimos cuando el mercado estaba lo más alto.
And we left it to somebody else's watch.
Y se la dejamos a alguien más.
We gave it to someone else to look over.
Se la dimos a alguien más que ellos la cuida.
We transitioned it to another family.
Cambiamos a otra familia.
And as I saw the house yesterday,
y mientras miré esa casa ayer,
when I went by to pick up a piece of mail,
cuando fui para allá a levantar un pedazo de correo,
the house was for sale.
La casa estaba de venta.
And the door was open.
Y la puerta estaba abierta.
And so I walked through the house.
So yo me metí a la casa.
And I saw a place that was in disrepair.
Y miraba un lugar que estaba arruinado.
I saw a place that was in worse shape than when we found it.
Me encontré un lugar que estaba peor que cuando lo encontré.
I walked through and saw the memories in my mind.
Caminé por ahí y miré las memorias en mi mente.
Memories with my family.
Memorias con mi familia.
Memories with prayer meetings in the home.
Memorias con las oraciones que oramos.
Meetings having fellowship there with young people.
Las reuniones de el convivio que teníamos ahí.
And I saw a place that was in disrepair.
Y miré un lugar que estaba arruinado.
Because in life,
porque en la vida,
everything that can be shaken,
todo lo que puede ser
sacudido, is going to be shaken.
Se va a sacudir.
It doesn't matter how much time you put into it.
No importa cuánto tiempo le metas.
It doesn't matter how much resource you put into it.
No importa cuántos recursos le metas.
It doesn't matter how much time and energy you put into it.
No importa el tiempo y la energía que le pongas.
It doesn't matter how much of your heart and sweat and blood you put into it.
No importa el corazón, tu
at some point,
trabajo, en un punto,
time is going to have its way.
El tiempo va a tener
it's going to have its way with your family.
El tiempo va a tener tu
it's going to have
familia.
Its way with your career.
El tiempo va a ser con tu
at
carrera.
Some point, the lights are going to go out on your finances.
En algún tiempo, la luz se va a apagar en tus finanzas.
And time is going to diminish your work.
Y el tiempo va a disminuir tu
but
trabajo.
There is a way today,
pero si hay una manera,
to begin building your life
de empezar a construir tu vida
at a place called spirit and truth.
En un lugar que se llama espíritu y
that
verdad.
Can secure the most valuable part.
Que puede asegurar lo más valioso.
Even though the house breaks down,
aunque la casa se destruya,
I can bring my family to the house
yo
of
puedo
God.
Traer mi familia a la casa de Dios.
And we can begin to live for God together.
Y podemos empezar a vivir para Dios
and
juntos.
I can secure them into the eternality of God.
Y yo puedo asegurarlos en la eternidad
that
de Dios.
Even when everything else begins to break
y
down,
cuando todo se empieza a destruir,
I'm securing them up into something heavenly.
Yo le estoy asegurando algo celestial.
I'm putting up treasure in heaven.
Estoy metiendo tesoros en el cielo.
Where thieves cannot break
donde
in.
Donde los ladrones no se pueden
where
meter.
Where rust cannot break
donde
it down.
Donde el óxido no puede hacerle nada.
Where time and chance and entropy cannot tear it down.
Donde el tiempo y la entropía no puede
I'm
hacerle
here to
nada.
Tell somebody today
estoy aquí para decirles
that
a alguien
there is an encounter with God
que hay un encuentro con
that
Dios
you can have here today
que tú puedes tener este
that
día.
Will secure what you value the most, that will secure your soul
que va
in God,
tu alma con
that
Dios.
Will secure your family in
que
God.
Va asegurar tu familia
come
con
on,
Dios.
Does anybody believe what I'm preaching
hay alguien
today?
Que cree lo que predico
somebody
este día.
Magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifica a Jesús.
Somebody worship him.
Alguien alábelo.
There is a covenant relationship with God.
Hay una relación con un pacto que puedes tener con Dios.
There is an encounter with the Word of God.
Hay un encuentro con la palabra de Dios.
That comes to bring a crisis.
Que viene a traer un problema.
It's everything that has existed in the world.
Es todo lo que ha existido en la vida.
It's all that is in the world.
Es todo lo que hay en el mundo.
The lust of the flesh.
La lujuria.
And the lust of the eye.
La lujuria del ojo.
And the pride of life.
Y el orgullo de la vida.
That is not of God.
Que no es de Dios.
Everything that happened after Adam and Eve fell.
Todo lo que pasó después que Adán y Eva cayeron.
Your heart is deceitful.
Tu corazón te engaña.
Above all things.
Arriba de todo.
And desperately wicked.
Y es malvado.
And who can know it?
¿Y quién lo puede conocer?
Your natural mind is the enemy of God.
Tu mente natural es enemigo de Dios.
It is not subject to the law of
no
God.
No es sujeto a la ley de Dios.
Neither indeed can be.
Y tampoco puede ser.
You are body, soul, and spirit.
Tú eres cuerpo, alma y espíritu.
Your body is broken.
Tu cuerpo está quebrado.
Your soul is broken.
Tu alma está quebrada.
Your spirit is broken.
Tu espíritu está quebrado.
And there has to be a confrontation.
Y tiene que haber una confrontación.
There has to be a place.
Tiene que haber un lugar.
Where the old world.
Donde el mundo viejo.
And the new world.
Y el nuevo mundo.
That mountain for the people of God.
Esa montaña para el pueblo de Dios.
Was the place of collision.
Era el lugar donde se colocaron.
For the kingdoms of this world.
Para el reino de este mundo.
And the kingdoms of our Lord in Christ.
Y los reinos celestiales.
And when the people saw it.
Y cuando el pueblo lo miró.
They saw smoke.
Ellos miraron humo.
They saw fire.
Ellos miraron fuego.
They heard thundering.
Ellos escucharon truenos.
And it was an assault on their senses.
Y era algo que asaltó sus sentidos.
There are a lot of places you can go to church.
Hay muchos lugares donde puedes ir a la iglesia.
They won't create that assault.
Y ellos no van a crear ese asalto.
They won't force that confrontation.
Ellos no van a forzar ese conflicto.
They want to tell you it's going to be good.
Ellos te quieren decir que va a estar bien.
They want to tell you you can make a lot of money.
Ellos te pueden decir que vas a ganar mucho dinero.
They want to tell you that God's going to bless you.
Ellos te quieren decir que Dios te va a bendecir.
And I'll tell you this.
Y yo te voy a decir esto.
That on the other end of covenant with God.
Que en el otro lado del pacto con Dios.
It's going to be good.
Es va a estar bien.
Everything is going to be all right.
Y todo va a estar bien
en
el otro lado.
And God's going to bless you.
Y Dios te va a bendecir.
But God has called me here today.
Pero Dios me llamó ahorita aquí.
And my assignment is to create a confrontation.
Y mi tarea es para hacer un
my
conflicto.
Assignment is to create a conflict for you.
Mi tarea es para hacer
Jesus
un conflicto
said,
para
I did
ti.
Not come to bring peace.
Dijo, yo no vengo Jesús a traer
but
paz.
I came to bring a sword.
Pero yo vengo a traer una espada.
He said, I came to set fathers.
Dije, yo vengo a poner padres
sons.
Contra hijos.
I came to set mothers.
Yo vengo a poner madres
against daughters.
Contra hijas.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the earth.
Honra a tu padre y tu madre para que tengas largos de día.
The problem is.
Pero el problema es.
Is that before I came to God?
Que antes de que vine a Dios.
Before my family came to the church.
Antes de que mi familia vino a la iglesia.
Mama and daddy brought them to the barroom.
El mamá y el papá los trajo a la cantina.
Mama and daddy brought them to religious tradition.
Mamá y la papá los trajo a las tradiciones religiosas.
You may not know the story.
Tú tal vez no conoces la historia.
But my grandmother.
Pero mi abuela.
Had parents.
Tenía padres.
Who ran a bar room.
Que tenían una cantina.
They were all alcoholics.
Y todos eran alcohólicos.
And they were all drunks.
Y todos eran borrachos.
And it was one generation.
Y era una generación.
Preaching the family dysfunction.
Enseñándoles a otra familia.
To another generation.
El alcoholismo a otra familia.
And it wasn't enough.
Y no era lo suficiente.
Just to be raised in that house.
No más ser crecido en esa casa.
Because it brought dysfunction.
Porque traía disfunción.
And it brought cirrhosis of the liver.
Y traía daños para
el hígado. And it brought generational dysfunction.
Y traía disfunción de generaciones.
But one day, my grandmother.
Pero un día mi abuela.
Had an encounter in an apostolic church.
Tuvo un encuentro en una iglesia apostólica.
And what she heard preached.
Y lo que ella escuchó predicado.
Set her at odds with mama.
Lo dejó en problemas con su
mamá. Set her at odds with daddy.
Puso conflictos con su padre.
When God filled her with the Holy
Ghost. Cuando Dios lo llenó con el
Espíritu Santo. He delivered her from alcohol addiction.
Dios la trajo a ella del alcoholismo.
And he whom the Son
has set free
is free indeed.
Es libre, claro que sí.
We're three generations
somos tres generaciones
of apostolics in the house of God
en la casa de Dios
who don't drink from the bottle.
Donde no tomamos la botella.
It's not because we're good,
no es porque somos
but
buenos.
It's because somebody
pero es porque alguien
brought a conflict.
Trajo un conflicto.
Somebody
alguien trajo
brought a message of hope.
Alguien trajo un mensaje de esperanza.
Friday nights were full of drinking and partying.
Viernes en la noche estaba lleno de fiestas y tomar.
From South Louisiana, Mardi Gras.
Desde sur en Luisiana, la Mardi Gras.
All the dysfunction that comes with living a life that is not pleasing to God.
Toda la disfunción que viene con todas esas cosas viviendo no para Dios.
That's where I come from.
De eso es lo que vengo yo.
That's where I would be today.
Allí es donde estuviera hoy.
I've seen it play out in my cousins' lives.
Yo lo he visto en las hijas de, en los vidas de mis primos.
They were around church experiences.
Ellos estaban alrededor de la iglesia.
That were not spirit and truth.
Pero no era espíritu y verdad.
They were around church experiences.
Estaban alrededor de las iglesias.
Where they did not have a conflict at the word of God.
Donde no tenían un conflicto con la palabra de Dios.
That told them you can't live this way.
Donde les decían no puedes vivir así.
And you can't act this way.
No puedes actuar así.
And you can't be this way.
Y no puedes hacer así.
And unfortunately,
y desafortunadamente,
many of them are still stuck in addiction.
Hay muchos de ellos que todavía tienen adicción.
But I'm thankful today.
Pero yo estoy agradecido
to be in a place that preaches truth.
De estar en un lugar que predica la verdad.
I'm thankful today.
Estoy agradecido
that the anointing of the preaching of the word of God set me free.
Me ha liberado.
And my kids don't have to know
y mis hijos no tienen que
what
saber
it's like to be raised on a bar stool.
Crecer en la
cantina. But they are in the house of God.
Pero ellos están en la casa
dancing
de Dios.
Before the Lord.
Danzando en la presencia del
and
Señor.
Shouting to God with a voice of
Dios
triumph.
Con voz de júbilo.
I've seen people go back.
Yo he visto a las personas que se regresan para atrás.
I've seen people slide away.
He visto que se alejan para atrás.
Like the dog that goes back to his vomit.
Como el perro que se va para atrás.
And invariably.
Y sin duda.
When people go back.
Cuando las personas se regresan para atrás.
The same process begins to work again.
El mismo proceso empieza a trabajar otra vez.
They begin to pick up the bottle.
Empiezan a levantar la botella.
Because in the absence of what you feel here today.
Porque en la ausencia de lo que sientes en este lugar.
You have to subsidize your peace.
Tú tienes que sustituir tu
paz. With something from the bottle.
Con algo de la botella.
In the absence of what you feel here today,
en la ausencia de lo que sientes en
you
este
have
lugar,
to subsidize your joy
tienes que sustituir tu
with
gozo
something from a pill bottle.
Con algo que viene en una botella,
but
una
I'm here to tell you that you can belly up
pero yo estoy aquí que tienes
to a bar today
que te puedes perder en una cantina,
that's called Joel's Bar.
Que se llama la cantina de
you
Joel.
Can belly up to an experience today.
Que te puedes perder en una experiencia.
Come on, these people that you see,
esta gente
they're
que
not
aquí,
drunk as ye suppose.
No son borrachos.
Seeing it's but the third hour
mirando
of the day. But this is that
pero esto es aquel
that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith God,
días, Dios,
I will pour out of my spirit upon all
sobre
flesh.
Toda carne.
I'm intoxicated today.
Estoy borracho hoy.
I have fallen in love.
Me he enamorado
with this gospel.
Con este evangelio.
I have fallen in love with this message.
Me he enamorado con este mensaje.
The reason I've fallen in love with it.
La razón por la cual me enamoré.
Is because it's not all foam.
Es porque no es todo espuma.
And no coke.
Y nada de soda.
How is it in the book of Revelation?
¿Cómo es en el libro de Apocalipsis?
That they were able to overcome.
Que ellos pudieron triunfar.
The Antichrist.
El anticristo.
How is it that they were able to resist the persecution?
¿Cómo es que ellos pueden resistir la persecución?
How is it that when everything was shaken, Brother Sam, come to the
organ. ¿Cómo es cuando todo fue sacudido?
How is it that they were able to overcome?
Que ellos pudieron triunfar.
Well, I'm glad that you asked today.
Pero estoy bueno que preguntaste
esa pregunta. Because the Bible tells us.
Porque la palabra nos dice.
That they overcame.
Que ellos triunfaron.
By the blood of the lamb.
Por la sangre del cordero.
Ah, what does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
That means that when they went down in the water.
Eso significa que fueron bautizados.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
It was for the remission of their sins.
Y fue para el perdón de los pecados.
And when that happened,
y cuando sucedió eso,
their old life was washed
su vida
away.
Antigua ya fue perdonada.
When you receive the blood,
cuando recibes la sangre,
when you receive the blood of Jesus,
cuando recibes la sangre de Cristo,
it comes on your life at baptism.
Viene sobre tu vida en el bautismo.
And those people
y esas
that were experiencing the shaking
que sintieron el sacudimiento
that was happening in their world,
que está pasando en su vida.
They were facing
ellos estaban enfrentándose
an enemy that was bigger than them.
Un enemigo que era más grande que ellos.
But they had already been washed
pero
in
ya
the
habían
blood.
Sido lavados.
The Bible says they overcame him.
La Biblia dice que ellos triunfaron
by the blood of the Lamb.
Por la sangre del cordero.
But it wasn't just an empty experience.
Pero no nomás era una experiencia vacía.
It wasn't just a formality.
No nomás era algo un formal.
Because there are churches today that will tell you that baptism is just a formality. But I'm here to tell you today that it's more Coke than it is foam. Because accompanying the blood was a testimony that said I was hooked on drugs. But when I went down in the water, something changed in my life. So now I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Every generation,
cada generación,
they've tried to silence,
quieren silenciar,
the message of truth,
el mensaje de la verdad.
There's always been an adversary,
siempre ha habido un adversario,
that comes to stand in a place of resistance,
que viene a pararse en un lugar de resistencia,
to the spirit of truth,
para el espíritu de la verdad.
They've tried to destroy the Bible, Brother Warren.
Quieren destruir la palabra,
Brother Warren. They've tried to burn it.
Tratan de quemarla.
They tried to burn the message of the mighty God in Christ.
Tratan de quemar el mensaje de Jesucristo.
They tried to kill the messenger.
Tratan de matar el mensajero.
But they never could kill the message.
Pero nunca pueden matar el
mensaje. Because it's the blood of the Lamb.
Porque es la sangre del cordero.
And it's also the word of our
y también
testimony.
Es la palabra de nuestro testimonio.
You see, when you have a testimony,
cuando tú tienes un testimonio,
it doesn't matter how bad the political
no
pressure gets.
La política.
There's something on the inside of
hay
you that said, I'm willing to face the firing squad. I'm willing to face the fire. You can take away my freedom. You can put me in prison. You can persecute me. But you can't take my testimony. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. It's the only message
es el único mensaje
that's going to survive the fire.
Que va a sobrevivir el fuego.
You say, what kind of preaching
dice, ¿qué clase de predicación
is going to stand in the face
se va a calar en la cara
of an antichrist system?
De un sistema de anticristo.
All of the Johnny come latelys.
Todo eso que se pueda.
All of the people that are trying to have a TED Talk church.
Todas las personas que quieren
they're
no
not going to stand
esos no se van a
when
parar.
Everything that can be shaken.
Pero todo lo que puede ser sacudido,
will be shaken.
Va a ser sacudido.
You say, what kind of worship
dices, ¿qué clase de alabanza
is going to pass through the fire?
Puede pasar por el fuego.
A casual worship
una
is not going to pass
normal
through.
Una alabanza normal
people
no va
who
pasar
come to church
la persona
for
de la iglesia,
the latte,
llenos,
they're not going to stand
ellos no se van
when
a
the persecution comes.
Cuando la persecución viene.
If you're coming today,
pero si tú vienes hoy,
for a pat on the back,
y nomás quieres que te dé algo bueno,
for public adulation,
algo pequeño,
for somebody to tell you everything's going to be all right,
que alguien te diga que todo
it's
va a estar
not going to pass through the fire,
que no va a pasar por el fuego,
but it was anointed preaching,
pero la predicación
it was
ungida,
the mountain shaking
era la montaña
under the
temblando
presence of God
bajo la presencia
that
de
got
Dios
us to this point.
Que nos trajo a este
somebody
punto.
Remember the church
alguien acuérdese
was
de la
born
iglesia
in the fire,
que la iglesia nació
and
de
it's
fuego
the fire that's going to get us to the finish line.
Que nos va a llevar hasta la meta.
Somebody here today,
alguien aquí en este lugar,
who's never received the Holy Ghost,
que nunca ha recibido el Espíritu Santo,
evidenced by speaking in other tongues.
Con la evidencia que hablaron en otras lenguas.
Let's all stand, all over the house.
Todos vamos a pararnos.
I'm here to tell you today
estoy aquí para decirte
that the presence of God
que la presencia de Dios
wants to fill you today.
Te quiere llenar.
I'm here to tell you
estoy aquí para
that
decirte
the fire of God
que el fuego de Dios
that fell on the altar in the Old Testament
que cayó sobre el altar
that fell at the day of Pentecost
que cayó en el día de Pentecostés
will fill you today
te va a llenar este día
with a fire
con un fuego
that will consume
que te puede consumir
your past.
Tu pasado.
Come on, does anybody have a past today?
¿Hay alguien que tiene un pasado?
Come on, does anybody have a dysfunction
¿Alguien
today?
Tiene una disfunción?
Does anybody have a problem today?
¿Hay alguien que tiene un problema?
They're going to get ready to sing. What are y'all going to sing?
God. I need somebody here today that you say, I came to the house of God needing a miracle.
Anybody?
I want you to come and stand across the front.
Quiero que te vengas a parar acá enfrente.
God's going to confirm his word today with signs.
Dios va a confirmar su palabra con una seña.
I need somebody today that needs a miracle.
Yo necesito alguien que ocupa un milagro.
It may be financial.
Tal vez financiero.
It may be in your body.
Tal vez en tu cuerpo.
It may be in your emotions.
Tal vez en tus emociones.
But I want you to come as close as you can to
Pero
the front.
Yo quiero que te acerques lo más para enfrente.
And we're going to begin to pray for you today.
Y vamos a empezar a orar por ti.
Come on, the Bible said, is any sick among you?
La Biblia dice, si hay un enfermo entre
ustedes. Is anybody infirm?
Que ustedes ocupan oración.
Let them call for the elders.
Dice que llamen a los ancianos.
Let them lay hands on them.
Que pongan sus manos sobre
and
ellos.
Let them pray the prayer of faith.
Y que oren una oración de fe.
And the prayer of faith
y la oración y
is going to save them that believe.
Puede cambiar aquel que cree.
Come on, this altar is open right now.
Este altar está
abierto. I need some people of faith to come and stand with
Necesito
these
unas personas de fe que se
in front of them and behind them.
Y que los oren por ellos.
And if you have a need, I want you to lift your hands to heaven.
Si tienes una necesidad, quiero que levantes
and begin
tus manos.
To cry out to God.
Y empieces a clamar a Dios.
And I need some people of faith to come and lay hands on these. We're going to pray. That's it. Pray, sing, or sing. Come on, I need everybody praying.
Este todo sonando.
Somebody plead the blood of Jesus.
Alguien clame la sangre.
Somebody plead the blood of Jesus.
Alguien clame la sangre.